I am Pastor John McClain here with the, my favorite part of the show, favorite part of the show, with the superintendent of Tucson International Academy, a former Tucson Unified School District educator, the author of the book Making College Come True, and the most recent talk show host in this fair city of Tucson, Arizona. She goes by the name Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yay!
I went golfing with her brother not too long ago. Maiden name, ooh, Smith. Dr. J in the house here during playoff season.
Yes.
Who are we rooting for?
I don't know who's in it.
Okay, good. Let's go. I guess the go-to is probably the Suns.
I love the Suns. Yeah. They're our home state. Got to root for the home state.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, for me, secondarily, it's the Suns, because I've been a Lakers fan for about as old as I am. But, they're going against the Suns this year, so I'm a little sad. I'm torn.
You are torn. Well, the good news is you're going to win either way.
Yeah,
your team wins.
That's true. Unless the Lakers lose.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, it sounds good.
So we are back in full effect for another amazing show. We have an awesome guest in studio with us today. I'm actually excited for this, because I can definitely tell when you have someone you're really close to. Mm-hmm. And those are some of the most fun shows, because it's like the mic's not even here. It's just you just with one of your girlfriends just having fun.
Yep.
And I get to be a fly on the wall to those conversations. So this is going to be fun.
And I love it.
I'll let you. She's your friend, so I'll let you go ahead and take it away from here.
All right. Well, we are fortunate today to have with us a really fun, amazing, accomplished, incredible person. And her name is Lara Porreca. And she is actually an international speaker, has spoken around the world. And she currently hosts a podcast, and it is called a show called Listen to Lara, and it's on a lot of different platforms. You can find that podcast and get tidbits that will really change your life.
Nice.
And I have personally had Lara come and train my entire staff at Tucson International Academy, and it's been really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
All the stories, all the vignettes, all the different informational tidbits that culminate into helping you be built up and helping you to have a new, clearer focus. And then, of course, the deliverables. You're able to perform at a higher level of yourself. So welcome, Lara.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here today.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
And you know definitely all about Tucson International Academy, having spent, 3 days with us in servicing all of them.
Exactly.
And the college, Making College Come True, part of our logo and just part of our values, is something that you've definitely contributed to. So, I mean, we would love to hear if we could just give people a little background on you. How has college entered your life and played a role in your life? And just tell us some things about college that you think will be helpful.
All right. Well, it all starts when I was 5 years old.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Believe it or not.
These are my favorite type of stories. So I will strap
all
in.
Right. So I was 5 years old, and my mother bought a chalkboard and put it on the wall in my bedroom. Now, for those of you that are 30 years old and younger, it's like a whiteboard, but you use chalk.
Okay.
You have a real eraser.
I get it.
Yeah,
all right.
Now you know.
Yeah.
All right, right. Because we have to clear that up so you have a visual now.
Okay.
Yeah. So blackboard is like a whiteboard. All right. So she put the blackboard on the wall, and she handed me a pack of colored chalk, and that was the beginning of the end. I taught the teddy bears. I taught my little brother. I made him sit on my bed while I taught him 2 + 2 = 4. And when the neighbors came over, guess what we played?
School.
And guess who was the teacher?
I'm going to guess Lara. Miss Lara.
You would be right. So what I came from was situational poverty, as to be compared to generational poverty. So in generational poverty, that means your parents were poor, your grandparents were poor, everybody was poor, and so you don't even know college exists for you. Whereas when I grew up, my grandfather was a doctor, so my mother had come from an affluent neighborhood, and she went to college, but she turned her back on the wealthy because she had issues with her parents. And so we grew up in poverty, but it was situational. Mm-hmm. And so she would say to me as a child, so what are you going to do when you go to college? What are you going to become? So it was always in my mind, I would be going to college.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And since I had that experience when I was younger of loving to teach, she remembered that when I forgot. So in middle school, I thought, I'm going to go to college. I think I'll be a lawyer. I'm good at communicating. And then when I got to high school, I thought, no, I love biology, marine science. I'll be a marine scientist. My brother was a year older than I, and he was already going to college. And his best friend was a marine biologist driving a cab because he couldn't get a job. And I thought, wait, let me rethink this.
Yeah. It's interesting you say that, because we had a guy named Brian Beebe that comes on that does a similar thing to making college come true. And he said the number one thing that little girls want to do growing up is be marine biologists. But I'll let you go on. I just had to share that. Yeah.
So I'm not that unique after all.
Sorry.
That is interesting.
Yeah. So you wanted to be a marine biologist, but you knew the cab driver.
And I thought, wait a minute, I better rethink that. And my mom remembered. She goes, Laura, remember when you were little, you loved to teach. She said, take a few education classes, put it in your back pocket. You never know when you might need it. Mm-hmm. And so I took a few education classes and I was hooked. I was hooked. I thought, this is it for me. So I always knew, you know, and then I would make a joke because college can get difficult at times. I would tell some of my friends, like I had to work at Pizza Hut to no endorsement to make a few bucks while I was going through college. And I would tell people, yeah, I got three more years in my sentence, two more years in my sentence, because it was a fun way to kind of like laugh it off. Like other friends from high school were making money and here I was still working. That's a big problem for some people. They're like, why would I sacrifice and keep learning when I can start my road to making money and having my future? And that's the big lie, because once you start doing that, you might be working as a cab driver for your whole life. Not that that's bad, we need cab drivers, but the thing is, maybe if that cab driver had a dream and he never realized it, that's what's bad. That's what's bad when you're doing something you don't want to do because you don't realize that you're in a box and that there's limitations.
Yes.
So having come from situational poverty was a blessing for me. Having a mother who remembered, hey, wait a minute, this is her gift, you know, and then listening to her. How many teenagers don't listen to their mother?
Almost all of them.
Right? So I was like, you know what? I'm taking some biology classes. I'll spend a whole semester learning about the cells of a plant. And then I'll say, you know, let me take some education classes.
That's right? Smart.
So that was my background. And then I started, I graduated college and I thought, okay, I'm going to teach second grade. And I walked onto the campus of a little elementary school in Hialeah, Florida, which is right next to Miami. And I was so excited. I'm going to teach reading, writing, math, science, social studies. My kid could be the next, one of my students could be the next a president someday in the future, right? I walk onto the campus. My students come in the door the first day, and they can't speak a word of English.
Oh, a surprise.
And that began my love affair with communication and connection, which to this day is still a big part of my life.
Nice.
Huge.
Well, that's a good place to take a little break. We will be back with Listen to Laura, right? That's the name of the show. Listen to Laura after this break. And this is the Making College Come True radio show brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good radio show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college, and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.
Dr. Jennifer Herrera, Dr. J, yay, if you're feeling funky, or if you're a basketball fan, the Philadelphia 76ers are still in the playoffs. So,
really?
Yeah.
Well, she's a Philadelphia affiliate.
Philadelphia Freedom.
Yeah, oh, nice. My goodness. Okay.
Love
we
it.
Weren't expecting that, but I'm ready for it. Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Hashtag acapella speaker. I don't know if you know that about me, Jennifer.
There you go.
Goodness, what don't you do?
I know. Isn't that the truth? Because she is also a nationally certified teacher. That means she can teach in any state in the United States of America without having to do extra paperwork.
That's wild.
Shocking. It's
yeah,
awesome.
I was going to ask before we have you finish the story, because it was definitely an awesome storytelling. Do you have to see Sea Turtles Hatch on your to-do list?
You know, petting the dolphins is on my to-do
okay.
list.
Okay. Oh.
So, and I've already seen, I've seen them lay the eggs. I haven't actually seen them hatch, so I should add that to the bucket list.
Yeah, well, it's just, the reason
why,
I asked
that. Why, are you inviting?
No, my partner, that's what on her to-do list of seeing the sea turtles hatch, so.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's going to be your honeymoon.
South Carolina, we're thinking, that's yeah. one of the places that it happens, at Hilton Head Beach.
So. I know, Hilton Head is what I was going to say, see?
Yeah. Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, very,
absolutely.
Very good.
Well, maybe we could all go.
Yeah.
It'll be like a group trip. Go.
Yes. Yeah. We make a conference.
Jennifer's good with those group
trips.
We've got ourselves
us.
I love that. I can do that part. Yeah. So, well, we have Laura still with us, and we want to continue to hear a little bit more about how your journey to college happened and what kind of impact it made in your life.
Okay. Yeah. And on that vein, it would not be fair for me to not say that college is not for everybody.
Yep.
Right? Mm. A lot of people.
100%.
Here's the thing. College is not for everyone, but why not for you? If that resonates with any of the listeners right now, or your child, you're thinking about your child, and you say, Laura said college isn't for everyone, but then she said, but why not for you or your child or your sister? If that resonated with you and something inside of you just stirred, that means you need to pursue it.
Mm.
Right?
I agree.
Because people will use that excuse. It's not for everyone. Now, the truth is, it's not for everyone, but don't be misguided.
Right.
Because if it's for you, if that's your longing, if you want to do something that you can only do if you go to college, then you better get your butt in gear, right?
Yep.
Or if you're not sure what you want to do with your life and you have the ability to go, you've read Dr. J's book, you've been to one of
yes.
her schools, or you have other resources in your life. I remember teaching teachers, because here's the thing, when you get good at something, what do? They take you out of that role and move you to the next thing.
Yes.
So I taught elementary school, then I taught the teachers. And one of the things I would teach them was after school, they would come to me and I would help them get a raise. And the way to get a raise in our district was to have more credits. So I thought, what do they really need? They need classroom management, because if you can't manage that group of kids, you can't teach them.
That's
right?
For sure.
They needed how to learn to reflect. When I became National Board Certified, which you referred to earlier, to become National Board Certified, the two biggest things were to learn how to collaborate with others and reflection, to look at your practice. This is a practice when you teach. You look at your practice and you say, okay, what did I do? What'll I do differently next time? You create it as you go. The military says plan, execute, review, and they're not far off,
right?
Plan, execute, review. Yep. And you have to keep that circle going. You never stop if you're going to become the cream of the crop, if you're going to be the best. So once I was one of the best teachers, they're like, oh, now you can train the other teachers. And once I did that, they said, oh, now you can train the trainer. So I was training people to go out and train the teachers to get, you know, once they've got their college, to the next level. Because once you're a lifelong learner, it's for your whole life.
Right.
You're not done.
That's right. It's forever.
Right. My husband always says, when you're ripe, you're rotten. So you're never ripe.
Yes.
You're going to keep going, right? So I don't like it when people limit themselves, even if it is, oh, yay, I've decided to go to 4 years of college. Well, what about what after that? What could you do next to move on? Getting a master's, even PhD. How many people think that that's like such pie in the sky, they would never do it?
That's what I thought. I can imagine being a PhD. But the professor that worked with us and helped us finish our master's is the one that imagined that for me. Mm-hmm. And she painted such a beautiful picture that I didn't feel like I couldn't say no.
Mm. Right. And now because of that, your daughter has that top of mind. It's not like that's unattainable. It's like, no, my mom did that.
Right.
So
I can
see
that there for all of it, even in our research in Aruba.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, there you go. I remember when I was teaching master's degree teachers online and sitting there in my pajamas. And this is going back a few years, actually 20 years to be exact. And I'm getting the calculator out and I'm saying, wow, I make more per hour sitting here in my pajamas than I did showing up at the, you know, at the elementary school, training the trainers. And not that money is the motivator, although it's okay. Mm-hmm. Don't have a poverty mindset. It is okay for money to be a motivator. But what works better is when you have a passion for something and then you also decide, I'm worthy. I deserve to make more money and do what I love.
Yes.
Why does it have to be one or the other?
Right.
Why do we say, oh, do what you love, but you're going to be broke?
Yeah, that's not fair, really.
Right,
yeah.
That was the BS that I got. Belief system, in case you thought BS stood for something else. That is your belief system that, I won't be able to make any money. And so for many years as a teacher, I did not make much money, but I was opulent. I had I had wealth in a different way. The parents, the kids, the administration, everybody loved me, and I felt great because one of my kids could be the next president, right?
That's right.
or a future president. So you hit that. But then you hit a place in your life where you say, you know what? But also, I deserve the financial rewards. And so you get creative and you think, and this is why I said earlier, you know, college isn't for everyone, because some people will say that college, you know, if I force myself to go because my mom wants me to, because she didn't go, so I'm living out her dream. And then like my brother, he went for 2 years and he said, Mom, this is your dream. I don't want to do this. I want to go to LA. I want to open my own. He became an electrician and he opened his own company and he's doing great. Mm-hmm. You know, he's employing his wife and her whole family. and everyone's helping out and they're changing people's lives with new electrical outlets in their homes, you know.
Yes.
So everyone doesn't have to go to college, but no, why? If you're feeling, why not me? And I'm speaking to everyone who's listening right now. If you're feeling, why not my kid or why not me? Then you owe it to yourself to pursue it. Because here's the thing. Look at Steve Jobs. We talked about this earlier today, Jennifer and I. His calligraphy class, which had nothing to do with his major, made him realize, wait a minute, different types of font? Why does a computer only have one type of font? Hey, how about, what if? There's the big statement, right?
Yep.
As a speaker, I have many friends that are speakers. And one of my friends, his major platform is, what if? He gets in front of his audiences and he says, I know we can't do that, but what if we could? And it's that creative thinking that gets the juices going. I know my kids can't go to college, but what if they could? And that's the first step. That's step 0.5 that people don't talk about. They talk about the first step is you decide whatever. No, the first step is realizing it's even possible. And once you build that vision and you have that dream of what it could be like, then you can get through those hard steps. Right? Who wants to do the hard work for something if you don't know if it's going to pay off?
Exactly. You have to have some sort of a clear, you know, motivating driver that helps you get through, because if you don't have that, you won't finish. You'll have a million reasons why not to, because it is painful. It is hard. It is long.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a real good reason to do it, you'll not end up doing it.
And there's still also nothing wrong with going for 1 year or 2 years or 3 years.
Yeah.
Now, Steve Jobs, what did he do? 2 years? I don't know. Right? So go try. If you're not sure, try it. Try it.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to VeteranRescueMission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at VeteranRescueMission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello, and welcome back one more again to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, and we got listening to Laura in studio with us.
Man, yeah.
Talk about storytelling. Goodness.
That's
I'm
right.
going to grab my blankie, start sucking on my thumb, and just enjoy.
I know.
Oh, goodness. Yeah,
we
man. I had my hands filled just being around Dr. J with the storytelling, but man, I got double the firepower in here. Got like professors coming at me from every direction. Goodness. Thank you for being here.
Sure. Laura, you're welcome. Yep. Well, we have more with Laura. So she has been tracking us through how, like, from the very young ages of even 5 years old, things start to happen in your life and you can start to notice things about yourself or about your children that can lead to a directional path for the future. And since parents do speak into their children's lives, that's important. So I think it's an important role as a parent to be mindful of that, that just try not to overpower and implement your own plan on someone, but notice what's happening with your child and to call that out. I think that's just powerful. So that's what I got out of your first segment. The second segment, we had a beautiful conversation as well, which we were still kind of in. You want to pick back up?
Yeah, sure. Okay. So we were talking about college and being open-minded to what if I go and I'm there for 1 year, but I learn enough in that 1 year to change the direction of my life. Mm. You talked earlier about the people you meet.
Mm-hmm.
The people you meet in college are from everywhere. They're not just from your little town or your little neighborhood. So you get to meet a variety of people. The professors. A college classroom is nothing like K through 12. I'll say it again.
Mm.
A college education, each of those classes is nothing like K-12. I hesitate to even call it the same thing, schooling. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
In college, you are in charge of your learning.
Yes.
Period. End of story. Nobody's babysitting you. No one cares whether you turn in your work or not. Nobody cares how you do on that test. It's on you. You're there. They provide the education and you choose to take it. I remember a biology class that I went to that was so difficult. We would bring our little tape recorders. I know I'm dating myself. I'm forever 29, but I'm a little more than 29. So we'd bring our little tape recorders, and with the first class, we would turn it on and frantically take notes. Then 2 hours later, he taught the same class again. This is biology, like 110. We'd show back up and fill in the spaces in our note from what he said and what he showed on his giant projector, because of course it's a giant classroom, right?
Mm.
Accordion style.
Freshman class.
Yes. And you're taking notes and then you're filling in your notes. Then we'd go home and turn the recorder on and listen to it again to really encapsulate what did he say in that hour that I need to learn. Like that's three times.
Yeah.
Of hearing the same material. Because guess what? When you hear something once, you don't really hear it. You hear a little bit, then you're thinking about, what did I have for lunch? Then you come back in and you catch them wherever they are. Then you, even as frantically as you could take notes, you're going to miss. While you're writing what he said a second ago, he's saying something else.
Mm-hmm.
So that was one of the strategies I employed. I would recommend to anybody who's taking a difficult class, tape it. And if you can go sit in on it again, do so. He might say something in the second class he doesn't say in the first class. And it's on the test. And like, who's going to say, hey, you didn't say that in the first class, so I shouldn't lose those 3 points. Like, no.
It's going to be the same test.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. So just being cognizant of your learning as your own. You are an adult now. You don't even need to show your mom your report card.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You get your grades. I don't care if she's paying the bill. They are yours. You're 18 or older. They're yours. You can choose to show her or not.
Yes.
And so you have that ownership of, this is my life.
Mm-hmm.
This is my future. And guess what? Some people just need 4 or 5 more years to mature. It is in that time period that they discover who they are. more or less, because you're going to keep growing and changing all of your life.
Yep.
But you discover more who you are. You're not thrown out to the wolves at 18, like, oh my gosh, just go, like, woohoo, good luck, like the three little pigs. The one built the house of straw, the house of sticks, and then the house of bricks.
Yes.
And the house of bricks is the one that's going to make it, right?
Mm. Yep.
So yeah, so I tell you what, if you're not sure, if someone you know is not sure, why not? What if they go to college, they have some direction in their life that could never have happened had they not?
Yes.
Why not?
Yes. Mm. Not to mention the emotional impact it has on your life. You know, concretely, a degree is going to open doors because you have qualifications, and most employers realize that those qualifications of like a degree of some sort mean you have had to adhere to regulation, which is important in a job because we're not able to have businesses if we are not able to adhere to the guidance and the regulation of our government.
Mm-hmm.
That is just a fact. Like it or not, it doesn't matter. It's a necessary item. So when people see that you've been through a program and you actually finished, they know you had to check a whole bunch of boxes that weren't necessarily yours.
Yeah.
So because of that, they know they can trust you. So it's a confidence builder, not only for yourself, it's a confidence builder for those who are employing you. They feel a little better about inviting you into their world and to their hard-earned, you know, position of employment that they have created for you. It's hard because it can go away very quickly if you hire someone who is not able to be trustworthy or to deliver what you have promised.
Yeah, or disciplined. I think one of the big things, like you touched on, is discipline, because you're like, I've got to study this. I've got to do it, even if I don't feel like it, and drink a couple extra cups of coffee tonight, but I'm learning that. Put the book under my pillow.
Yes.
Now, that being said, for the entrepreneurial spirit who says, I don't know, maybe I'm too creative, you know, my mind doesn't work that way. Yes, there are people who will be stifled because of a few of their college classes where they're taught you cross your T's and dot your I's.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the benefits outweigh the negatives when you say, okay, so go. So let's say you hated that history class or whatever. Drop it.
Yeah.
Ta-da! Yeah. You can drop a class.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
In high school, you can't do that. You're like, oh, I got to take all this or I don't get my degree.
You can try with a different professor, right?
Yeah.
Might it be the connection you had there?
Take some crazy, I remember taking modern dance.
Mm-hmm.
One credit, you know, but I was like, let me try this out. Ooh, yeah, modern dance. Who knew, right?
I got an A in racquetball.
Nice. I guess
because I won the tournament with the girls.
You're sneaky athletic, though. I know this about you.
Yeah. So really, it's about experimenting. You're young. These are your growing years. These are your learning years. Not that we're not always learning, because we are. But when you're in college, the focus is the learning.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people who just don't go for whatever reason, they miss out on that lifelong learning projection. They think, okay, I'm finished with school. Now the next chapter is work. Guess what? If you just get a job and work, you're making somebody else rich.
Yep.
Why not do something for yourself? Make something for yourself. And I have friends who will argue and they'll say, you know what? I never went to college. I'm making 7 figures, you know, but that's rare.
That's not the norm.
Hello, KVOI listeners. This is Pastor John McClain with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Tune in to our show every Sunday at 2 o'clock to hear about the people and organizations doing good in our community. It's about time for some good news. So tune in or go to veteranrescuemission.org to donate to the show or our homeless veteran ministry, working to end veteran suicide and homelessness in Tucson with your help.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn, and what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college. Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
We now return to the Making College Come True radio show, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Hello and welcome back for one more amazing, vivacious, spectacular. What else? What other adjectives?
Fabulous, incredible, wonderful, dynamic.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
Activating. How about revelational?
Yeah. Episode of Making College Come True radio show. Brought to you by Tucson International Academy. That was brought to you by that very lady, Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yeah, yes.
And I, thankfully, every week on good weeks that she's not too busy because she does have a lot of things going on, get to join her here, and I'm known as Dr. John McLean.
Woohoo!
Yes. Oh, wait, no. Pastor John.
Well, Pastor, Doctor.
Doctor, same thing, but different. You know, yes. Depends where you come from. Like, if this was, like, an African village in the early 1800s,
same thing. That would have been it. Yep.
Exact same thing. Father, doctor.
Yes.
Yes. Bread maker. I can do all things.
We are multi-talented.
Christ who strengthens me.
Yes.
So we have another amazing woman here that goes by the name of Listen to Laura. And so if you haven't heard that podcast on Apple or Spotify or
Anchor
Breaker. Or Breaker, that is, yeah, or any of the places that you can find a podcast, I'm guessing you can go listen to Laura, which I would, because as you can see, she's an excellent storyteller. And speaking yes. of excellent stories, let's go ahead and round it off on the how we went from becoming the teacher of the teachers to what you do now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so the financial crisis came about, which we call the financial tsunami, several years ago. As a trainer, they threw us all back in the classroom because they were like, okay, what are we going to do now? We don't need to retain teachers. Nobody's going anywhere. If they have a job, they're so happy to have it. They're holding on.
Mm-hmm.
So I got thrown back in the classroom, which was fine. You know, I loved teaching the kids, but I felt like a big fish in a little pond. I got a little antsy.
Mm.
So I took a job at a different school. Have you ever taken bad advice from someone?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so bad advice can hurt you in your life worse than, like, I don't know anything that can hurt you worse than taking bad advice. So the bad advice I got was, oh, Laura, you only have a few more years left, and then you can get that great pension. Why don't you go find a little classroom somewhere that's easier? Because I was at a dual language school, and it was really intense. It was a lot of work. And so and I was teaching science, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
Who knew?
Science
to the whole school.
Nice.
I would go in there with my white coat on and my name on it. Anyway,
very cool.
Oh, my gosh. If the kids were naughty in fourth and fifth grade, I'd say, do you want to do science or read about science? Because if you're not going to behave, we're going to just read about it. Oh, my God. Oh, no. They would be so good. No, we're doing
awesome.
Science. Yeah. So anyway, so I decided to take the bad advice of going to a little school that just I could just finish out my years and have an easy time of the next, you know, 7 years. And my principal turned out to be, are you ready? Cruella de Vil.
Oh, dear.
Cruella de Vil. If she doesn't scare you,
nobody will. Oh,
to
wow.
see her is to catch a sudden chill. Watch out for Cruella de Vil. So yes. My principal was very, I don't want to say evil, but I guess evil is an appropriate word for her.
Oh.
And she was a very big ego and wanted everything done her way. And since I was National Board certified, I would say, respectfully, let me explain why I do what I do. Everything is for a reason. There's nothing haphazard. I'll explain exactly why I do what I do, you know. But she didn't like that. And my students had the best test scores in not only the entire school, but we had like a little graph that showed the whole district. Mm. My
wow.
students were at the top of the chart. So I thought, erroneously, I thought, she can't touch me. I got the best scores. I'm the best teacher. Right? I'm National Board certified. And she was out to get me. So one day I walked my students to the bus and I stepped up onto the bus and I said to the bus driver, oh my God, she's trying to fire me. I can't believe it. Mm. All the people who had my back have already retired. I don't know what I'm going to do. And he said, oh, she's just a stepping stool to the next step in your life. One day you'll thank her.
Oh.
And at the time, because I was just kind of stuck in my head. I was like, I'll never thank her. She's making my life miserable. But the truth is, I would go back and thank her today. Because of her, I chose to leave early. I did not put in my 30 years. I chose to leave early and said, I'm worthy of being treated better and not being told to do things that will harm my students. I won't do it. My mom, again, another good influence on me, said, Laura, who's your boss? She's not your boss. He's your boss. And I realized, you know what? She could be my boss, you know, to some degree. I must do what she says. But if I can't sleep at night, I'm not doing it. I'm not harming the children. So psychologically, not physically, let's be fair. She wasn't that bad. She didn't say beat him with a stick. But sometimes it's worse to hurt people psychologically. Yeah. So I chose to leave my passion, my love, which was teaching. You know, and it was very difficult for me, but I thought, well, as an interim, I'll teach at the college level. I'm certainly qualified. So I taught English as a second language, advanced and intermediate classes through workforce and development. And because the students had come to me from everywhere, from like China, Turkey, Georgia, everywhere you can imagine on the planet, Colombia, they did not speak English well, and they were smart enough to know if I take classes and get better at speaking English, even they may, some of them had a degree or two master's degrees. Like in Russia, one of my students had two master's degrees in his country, but he knew he had to improve his English. So they're there, and some of them, particularly those that were from China, had been learning English since they were 3 years old, yet they couldn't speak it well. They were not fluent. And I thought to myself, what's wrong with this? What's wrong with just the book and the paper? And so I developed 7 Daily Habits. So my website is still called 7 Daily Habits. Right. The number, not the word, 7dailyhabits.com. Go there and sign up for my 21 communication tips. They are free.
And let's not get confused with those number people. Those number people are a different type of crew. The 7 Daily Habits, the word.
Yes.
Those are the good ones.
Yes. Yeah. Seven, the number 7, and Daily Habits. So don't spell out the word. Awesome. You'll find something else. Or you might even find Stephen Covey if you Google it, because, of course, Stephen Covey has his 7 Habits for Highly Effective. But this is
I had a hard time finishing that book. It's a just really long book.
I did. Yeah, I know, but it's a good book.
It is a really good book.
Very popular.
Just, it is a hard
it's
read.
Thick.
Yeah. It is just like, it's a serious read.
I don't know. I bought The Teacher and Me, I bought the book and the workbook.
Oh, really?
Oh,
yeah. I get it.
Overachiever.
I know, right?
I'm just getting back into a healthy diet of reading with the COVID. So I'm just, I got to work my way up to like the Bible size Stephen Covey 7 Habits book.
So 7 Daily Habits originated as the 7 habits that any second language speaker in America or anywhere or abroad. I've got 2,500 people on my private Facebook group that are from all over the world. Hashtag the inspired learner. Too many ways to find you, Laura.
Nice. Yes.
Just Google my name. Pareca, P-O-R-R-E-C-A. So the 7 Daily Habits started out as 7 things you must do every day if you're going to improve your English. Then it morphed into, because like as I said, I spoke at the taught at the college for 5 years. Then it morphed into, wait a minute. We all need 7 daily habits each day if we're going to succeed. And success, I didn't come up with this definition, but I agree with it 100%. Success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. If you are progressing towards your worthy ideal, that is success. It's not about, if I make $100,000 next year. No, that's not success.
I guess technically, if that's your worthy ideal, you know.
If that's your worthy ideal, if you say, hey, I've never made more than $30,000, and next year I'm going to make $100,000, and I'm going to, you know, help my mom and buy her a house. Or, you know, it has to be, this is what I've discovered being an entrepreneur. The other entrepreneurs, some of them have been to college, some haven't. They all have something bigger than themselves that guides them. If you don't, if your only thing, and my grandfather was a doctor, the doctors that said, I want to become a doctor because I want to make a lot of money, they were never the good doctors. The ones like my grandfather who did it because they wanted to change lives, they wanted to help people, they were the successful
that's
ones.
True.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yes.
So that's what it's about. It's about deciding you have something that's a progressive, that means you're constantly working towards it, realization of a worthy to you, something that you feel worthy of, ideal, then that's what it's all about.
Right on. Yeah. So, yeah, that compelling reason, you know, the compelling reason that calls you forward. You know, before you go into a business, you better really know why you're going to start schools or why you're opening a thrift store or why you're going to be offering speeches around the world.
Yeah. Even with that, like the speakers that I knew, because of course I joined the National Association for Speakers, National Speakers Association, and I went to the national level, not just the local level, you know, and I met all the great speakers. And similarly with that, you can't just say, oh, you know, I broke my leg, so I want to be a speaker and talk to people about what do you do when you break your leg.
Yeah.
It needs to be more of a mission, like a mission to change the world or a mission to improve communication. What is the biggest thing that bugs you? That's what should be your mission. For those of you, because there are many out there, and I've been in that position where you're like, I'm not exactly sure what direction I should go in right now. It's okay. It's okay to wander. It is okay. You are finding out, you're learning things along the way, even for college. How many people get a degree in one thing and end up doing something else?
Yeah.
It's okay. You don't have to do what you went there for in the beginning. I didn't end up being a marine scientist, and that was my first thought. Right? It's okay. But
you
I taught
great
science.
Marine scientist, though.
But look, I taught science at a school. I was the science teacher.
You were the science girl.
So hey, like it did play back into my life in one way or another.
That's so true. I was torn between teaching and business, and I was really upset because business was, those classes were no fun, and I got C's and even D's in college in those classes.
Don't tell anybody.
Then, well, then I took teaching classes, and I got straight A's, and these other girls in my class were like, oh my God, I got a D. I'm like, how can you get a D in teaching? Because it wasn't their thing.
Yeah.
It was sure mine.
Yeah.
But then I did charters, and I get to have a business and teach.
Yes. So
I
you love combine
that.
Them too.
It always comes back, in my opinion.
You're hitting on a big thing. Synergy.
Yes.
And synthesis.
Yes.
Okay, synthesis means combining of different elements to come up with something even better.
Mm-hmm.
So when you synthesize, let's say, for example, for you, business and education, oh, I will open schools. It is a business of education, right?
Yes. Yes.
Aha.
And you're connected to all your greatness all at one time.
Yeah.
I love that.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you would like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
Hello, KBOI listeners. This is Dr. Jennifer Herrera with the Making College Come True radio show, inviting you to join us every Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. to speak with professionals, educators, and other members of our community to get tips on how to get into college and succeed in college and also explore the possibilities of getting a college degree. Join us this and every week for Making College Come True radio show, where we can help you make college come true for yourself or someone you love.